Thine thou art God, to everlasting our abode, and what follows, 245:1-3. And the portion out of God's holy word, of which we wish to read together, can be found in the prophet Jeremiah, there of chapter 48, the verses 1 through 29. But first we will read the 12 articles of our undoubted Catholic Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Jeremiah 48, the first 29 verses. Against Moab, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. A woe unto Nebo, for it is spoiled. A Kiriathaim is confounded and taken. Mesgab is confounded and dismayed. There shall be no more praise of Moab and Heshbon. They have devised evil against it. Come, and let us cut it off from being a nation. Also thou shalt be cut down, O madman. The sword shall pursue thee. A voice of crying shall be from Horonaim, spoiling and great destruction. Moab is destroyed. Her little ones have caused the cry to be heard. For in the going up of Luheth, continual weeping shall go up. For in the going down of Horonaim, the enemies have heard a cry of destruction. Flee, save your lives, and be like the health in the wilderness. For because thou wast trusted in thy works and in thy treasures, thou shalt also be taken, and Chemosh shall go forth into captivity with his priests and his princes together. And the spoiler shall come upon every city, and no city shall escape. The valley also shall perish, and the plain shall be destroyed, as the Lord has spoken. Give wings unto Moab, that it may flee and get away, for the cities thereof shall be desolate, without any to dwell therein. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back a sword from blood. Moab hath been at ease from his youth, and he has settled on his lees, and hath not been emptied from vessel to vessel, and neither hath he gone into captivity. Therefore a taste remained in him, and his scent is not changed. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will send unto him wonders that shall cause him to wander, and shall empty his vessels and break their bottles. And Moab shall be ashamed of Chemosh, as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, their confidence. How say ye, we are mighty and strong men for the war? Moab is spoiled and gone up out of her cities, and his chosen young men are gone down to the slaughter, saith the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. The calamity of Moab is near to come, and his affliction hasteth fast. All ye that are about him bemoan him, and all ye that know his name say, how is the strong staff broken, and the beautiful rod? And thou daughter that dost inhabit Dibon, come down from thy glory, and sit in thirst. For the spoiler of Moab shall come upon thee, and he shall destroy thy strongholds. O inhabitants of Aroer, stand by the way and espy. Ask him that fleeth and her that escapeth and say, what is done? Moab is confounded, for it is broken down. Howl and cry, and tell ye it in Arnon that Moab is spoiled. And judgment has come upon the plain country, upon Holon, and upon Jehazah, and upon Mephiath, and upon Dibon, and upon Nebo, and upon Beth Diblathaim, and upon Kiriathaim, and upon Beth Gamel, and upon Beth Meon, and upon Kiriath, and upon Bozrah, and upon all the cities of the land of Moab, far or near. The horn of Moab is cut off, and his arm is broken, saith the Lord. Make ye him drunken, for he magnified himself against the Lord. Moab also shall wallow in his vomit, and he also shall be in derision. For was not Israel a derision unto thee? Was he found among thieves? For since thou spakest of him, thou skippest for joy. O ye that dwell in Moab, leave the cities, and dwell in the rock, and be like the dove that maketh her nest in the sides of the hole's mouth. We have heard the pride of Moab. He is exceeding proud. His loftiness and his arrogancy and his pride and the haughtiness of his heart. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it has been morning, and now it has become evening of this beautiful Lord's day. And then may we be given to beg of thee, as those travelers going to Emmaus, where they have said, the day is far spent, it is toward evening, abide with us. Impress it upon all our hearts that we are unworthy of the least of thy blessings. Lord, may it please thee to humble us and our children under all thy goodness, and under all thy mercies, under thy patient long suffering. We're in this solemn and serious time, where thy judgments are hanging so low over the earth. And then thou yet granteth opportunity also in this evening hour, that without persecution, that we may come up to thy house. And thou wast promised where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Lord, may it please thee to go from bench to bench and from heart to heart, and to work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit in the hearts of young and old. Leave us not cold, untouched, unrenewed. If thou doth not work in our hearts, then we are forever undone, forever lost, and then to spend an eternity in hell. Thou art that sovereign potter, and then we humbly beg of thee that it may please thee in this evening hour that thou may pick up those ruined lumps of clay and place them upon the potter's wheel of free and sovereign grace, and begin to form a vessel that may reflect thy image and be for thy honor. And Lord, where thou hast begun that good work, that vessel may be formed more and more. Wilt thou remember thy Zion? Thou knowest where they are encamped. Thou knowest their condition. Wilt thou grant further instruction, further leadings, and may there be no rest till they may be given to rest in the finished work of thy dear Son, whose resurrection we have commemorated in the Lord's day gone by. Oh, may it please thee, Lord, that is the desire of thy church. Wilt thou stir them up? Wilt thou grant that close life, that tender life, that dependent life? We commend this portion of thy vineyard unto thee. Remember the consistory. Their labors are great, and their labors are manifold. May they be carried upon the wings of prayer. We commend unto thee thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. Remember our theological school. Remember the instructors. Remember the students, him that may speak an edifying word. And if it may be according to thy will, that their number may be increased, wilt thou uphold, wilt thou comfort the persecuted church, those in prison being tortured and martyred for the testimony of Jesus Christ, and their beloved ones with much and many uncertainties and great distress. Take the veil off the beloved for the Father's sake. Remember all mission work, also our mission field, thy servants, and the team. And may it please thee to also grant a church worker to become a sower of the seed. Bless the manifold labors amongst us in the church, in the family circles, but also in our Christian school. Wilt thou remember and help all those that are called to instruct, and when thy holy word may be opened, make it a blessing for young and old. Continue to grant traveling mercies hitherto, in this school year, and then thou wast spared the staff and the children. And may it please thee to watch over them in the remaining months. And the need is known unto thee. May hearts be inclined by thee to become teachers in our Christian schools. Lord, remember our country, where this country has departed so far from thee, and thy word trampled upon, and thy commandments no longer respected, the Lord's day desecrated, the unborn murdered, and the institution of marriage despised. And then we must say with the prophet of old, woe unto us that we have sinned, and the crown has fallen from our head. But, oh Lord, who takes it to heart? It seems also that thy church can live so easily on under the approaching judgments, and it seems as so few interceding Moseses, as so few sighing Ezekiels, and so few weeping Jeremiahs, that godly sorrow is so missed in general, also in the church. And to that end, and not so much hating and fleeing of sin, but thou still as a remnant, Lord, may we and our children be given to see the signs of the time, and that by thy grace, by the work of thy Spirit, that there may be a hastening for our life's sake, and to find a sheltering place when the storms of judgments come upon us, and to find a place under the sheltering wings of Emmanuel. We commend unto thee all the daily needs. Wilt thou provide for our daily bread, for the family circles? Wilt thou remember the farmers when they may entrust the seed to the earth? We may acknowledge thee for the rain and for the snow which thou hast given. Oh, if thou would deal according to what we deserve, and then the heavens would be closed, they would be as brass, and there would come a famine amongst us. Oh, Lord, who shall live? When thou comest with thy great judgments upon the earth, but, oh, thou art still gathering a church, and thou wast not promised to gather a church in places of wickedness and in places of vanity, but thou wast promised to bless thy word, that it shall not return void unto thee. Thus Solomon has declared, as long as the sun and the moon endure, they shall fear thee from generation to generation. We commend all the mourning ones unto thee, the mourning family, that is called to bring a beloved to the cemetery in the day of tomorrow. Oh, do uphold and strengthen them, and that the calling may be sanctified. Remember all the elderly ones, all the sick and afflicted ones, the crosses, the burdens, the scars. It is all known unto thee. Remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. And now, Lord, we humbly ask thee that thou may grant thy gracious help, that thou may open thy word, anoint us with fresh oil from above. May we be given to speak as a dying man to a dying people. Wilt thou remember all those that could not gather with us in this evening hour, lawful reasons, when they may listen along. But, oh, do remember those that have come up. Ah, Lord, work mightily in the hearts of young and old, grant a holy attention. Wilt thou drive away worldly thoughts and wandering thoughts, the tiredness of the body, bind the devil, give a little rest in thy house. And Lord, then we have to confess that we have absolutely nothing to plead upon, because our sins, our unthankfulness, sins of commission and sins of omission, they are great and manifold. But thou hast said in thy word, I do it not for your sake, O house of Israel, but I do it for my great name's sake, Ach Lord. Glorify then thy great and worthy name amongst us and our children, to make thyself a name in the monuments of free and sovereign grace. May the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. And then we remember those in this week that may have a special day, a day of commemoration, a day of remembrance. Wilt thou grant those Ebenezers a humble and a broken heart, to be given to reflect on the past, on the present, and on the future. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 164, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Thou art my God, O God of grace, and earnestly I seek thy face. My heart cries out for thee. My spirit thirsts thy grace to taste, an exile in this desert waste. And what follows? 164, the first three stanzas. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. And then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Jeremiah 48 and there of the 11th verse. Moab hath been at ease from his youth, and he is settled on his lees, and hath not been emptied from vessel to vessel, and neither hath he gone into captivity, therefore his taste remained in him, and his scent is not changed. Our text words speak of a threatened Moab compared to a vessel of wine. With four thoughts, in the first place, a Moab not afraid. In the second place, a Moab not purified. In the third place, a Moab not emptied. And fourthly, a Moab not changed. A threatened Moab compared to a vessel of wine. A Moab not afraid. A Moab not purified. A Moab not emptied. And Moab not changed. Beloved congregation, and then in this evening, and then the nation of Moab is compared to a vessel of wine. And now, boys and girls, to help you understand our text better, then such a wine farmer, then he had many vessels, and he kept them in a building in a wine cellar. And now to examine ourselves so you can understand it, then we may see the church with all the benches and with all the people, that they are vessels. And now in this evening hour, then we hope to speak of Moab. Then it is necessary to first consider who Moab was. In the second place, to examine whether we are such a Moab. And in the third place, the necessity that we become Israel. Our text words have been taken from the prophet Jeremiah, who lived in very serious, very solemn, and very dark times, where the judgments were close at hand. It is true, when the prophet Jeremiah was called in his youth, what a blessing when the Lord still calleth also in our youth. Then that God-fearing King Uzziah, 8 years old, boys and girls, he became king. And then I read, when he was 16 years old, he began to seek the Lord. There are many of our young people in church that are 16 years old. Would there now be one of them? Would there even be two? among the 16-year-olds that have begun to seek the Lord. The book was lost, it was found, and then that king was taken away in war at the age of 39 years. What a judgment for the people of Judah. And Jeremiah has mourned bitterly. And thereafter there was a great falling away. And soon Nebuchadnezzar would come with his army and take Judah into captivity. And then congregation, we live in a similar time, that the clouds of his coming judgments, they are so close by. Jeremiah was given to weep over the sins of the children of Israel and concerning the coming judgments. And then I read in Jeremiah 9, verse 1, "Oh, that my head were waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I may weep for the slain of the daughter of my people." When we consider this world, when we think of World War II, then in our day, the wickedness is much greater over the length and the breadth of the earth. We have become as a Sodom and a Gomorrah, and a Sodom and a Gomorrah was destroyed by fire and brimstone. And now young and old, how do we live with the seriousness of the times? Are there still times that we and our children are brought in the need? Do you know what is so missed in our day? That is that godly sorrow over sin. And when that is granted, then there shall be a hating and fleeing of sin. But if that is missed, then surely we shall go along with the world. Then we can still try to be a little pious and a little reformed, that there may still be a little difference between us and the world, but then that separation shall be missed. Oh, what Jeremiah has cried, "O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord, and know not to scare you, but that it may be used, that we may be given to seek the Lord and to obtain that one thing needful and to find a hiding place under the sheltering wings of Jesus Christ." Then the prophet Jeremiah has not only prophesied to Judah, but also to heathen nations. In the chapters 46 through 51, Egypt, Philistine, Moab, Ammon, Edom, and Syria. And now Moab was a blood relative of Judah. Thus, when we consider Moab compared to a vessel, and then we must first shortly consider who Moab was. And then, boys and girls, I think you can tell me And that Moab was the oldest son of the daughter of Lot. And they have received a portion of land on the east of the Dead Sea, a fertile area. They have prospered. They have become rich because they read in 2 Kings 3 of Mesha, their king, and during the reign of Ahab, every year they have paid the tribute of 100,000 lambs and 100,000 sheep with their wool. We also read of Moab that the daughters of Moab in Numbers 25, when the children of Israel have come close to the promised land, and that they have caused Israel to commit whoredom, that they have fallen in great sin, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. Thus, then Moab was a blood relative. Egypt and Babylon many times in the Bible, a type of the church, this congregation. We are not speaking of Egypt, of Babylon. The late Reverend Lemain, he has stated in a sermon that it used to be that the church was in the world. But, may we be given to shun the world, be a separate people that we grieve not the Spirit. But Reverend Lemain has stated, even in his day, and no, young people, we hope not to idolize the old times too much. It is true, there were more of those pilgrims and the exercised people of God that could tell so clearly how the Lord has led them from step to step. But already in his day, he said that he lived in a day that the world was in the church. But now Moab is a blood relative, thus a type of an unconverted sinner, and also a type of a temporal believer. Moab is one that has become rich, and that has prospered. And Moab was also one that has tempted the living church. And now we have heard it out of this chapter that Jeremiah was given to prophesy of the great judgments because of the sins of Moab. In verse 7 we read, they trusted in their works, and they trusted in their treasures. In verse 14, we read that they boasted of their strength. In verse 26, that they magnified themselves against the Lord. In verse 27, that when Israel was afflicted, when Israel was troubled, and Israel, that is a type of the living child, then Moab has skipped for joy. Oh, that Moab thought that pious Israel, that is so self-righteous. Then when the Lord has sent his chastisements, then a Moab was given to skip for joy. And in verse 29, that they were exceeding proud. Thus now already we can examine people, whether we are Moab, because that is so necessary. When the Lord works by His Spirit, then in beginning, and then we learn that we are a Moab, and that we do not belong to that true Israel, and then we become a seeking people, and then we learn that we are under the judgments of the Lord. And then in this chapter, then in verse 6, then Jeremiah has still called to Moab that they might flee to save their lives. And in verse 9, the times would become so serious when the enemies would come that they need the wings of a dove that they may fly away. Thus, what a solemn pronouncement upon Moab. And then with such judgments being proclaimed that they would be destroyed, then how was it with Moab? Did Moab tremble? Were they afraid, boys and girls? Have they cried? Have they shed many tears? That we do not read, because in our text we read, Moab hath been at ease from his youth. Thus then further, we can examine ourselves, and let us add when we hope to consider our text, when we consider the condition of Moab, also our first point, when Moab was not afraid, then that true Israel, they are filled with many fears. But now we read of that Moab, that he has been at ease from his youth. And that could imply that there was a time in his early youth that Moab was not at ease, that Moab was very afraid, that Moab has still shed tears, that Moab still had convictions. How was that with our boys and girls? Children, do you still have convictions? Are there times that you cannot sleep? Are there times that you gotta go to a secret place and bow your knees? Are there times, boys and girls, that you look at the sky on the clouds as seeing if Jesus is coming? Are there times when you look at the moon, sometime it looks red, that you are afraid it is the last day? Does that still happen, boys and girls? I hope so. Because when even the convictions are gone, by the calming working of the Spirit, then the church is far departed. Not saying it's enough, but still a blessing. Young people, how is it in your hearts and in your life? Are there still youth amongst us that walk not so easy over the world? Maybe try to hide it. But troubled with the times, troubled with your heart. Fathers and mothers, maybe there are those, when you think back in your youth, that there were indeed times that you could not sleep and maybe now a Moab at ease. Such solemn times. We think what has taken place. Sin against the seventh commandment, the issues that are brought forth, never thought could happen 25 years ago. And we hear it, we get used to it, let us be honest. And we are at ease. That is now the picture of Moab. Proud. Under the judgments of Jeremiah, the pronouncements, no trembling and not afraid. Thus, congregation, in this evening hour, may you be given to examine what kind of vessel you are. Are you still a Moab? Can you go on from week to week so easy? Are there never those times, young and old, that we are truly troubled on account of the hardness of our heart? Oh, may it please the Almighty and gracious God, the King of the Church, to send down His Holy Spirit, because we have said, Moab is at ease from his youth. But now when we become Israel, and that is now the work of the Spirit, then that ease, it disappears. Then the Spirit strives, the Spirit uncovers, the Spirit convicts. The law of God does not leave us at ease because the law condemns us. The world does not leave us at ease. Oh, they shall try to tempt us, and if we do not go along with them, they shall persecute us. Think of Jeremiah, how he was persecuted among his own people, smitten by Pashur. There was even a time that he said, I speak no more in the name of the Lord. But then that word was as a burning fire. And then he began to warn his people on account of the love to his people and for the glory of his God. Oh, ask that Israel, then the devil does not leave them alone. Oh, what a troubles, what an assault that a true child of God has to endure from the prince of darkness. Thus, congregation, examine each your hearts. Are you still a Moab at ease? Have you ever trembled on your bench? Are there times that it is so difficult to hide your tears from your fellow man? Or are you still as a Moab? Sunday after Sunday, month after month, year after year, decade after decade, under the proclamation of law and gospel, and still at ease. May we give that much thought, congregation, and may the Lord use it, that Moab at ease may become an Israel. And now the Lord has a people upon the earth, maybe a soul, in this evening hour, that is also odd, that have experienced wonderful things, but at the moment so quiet to that end. Moab not purified. Then, boys and girls, to make our second thought clear, then I shall tell you how a wine farmer in the Old Testament made wine. Then we know that wine comes from grapes. And then those grapes had to be pressed, sometime in a stone hollow in the ground. Then he had servants who with their feet would press the grapes. And then at the end of that hollow, there was a pipe. And then the liquid was gathered. Then you can understand that that liquid was not so pure. Many skins and many impurities. And now it was then that wine farmer, he put that wine in vessels so that all the impurities may sink to the bottom. And then after a time, at certain intervals, it was necessary that that wine farmer would come and take that vessel and separate the liquid from the impurities. Thus, at certain times, then the wine farmer would come in his wine cellar and take those vessels and empty them. And now our second thought, Moab, not purified. In our text, and he is settled on his lees. Thus that means that Moab has sat on that shelf for a very long time, and then that liquid has not been separated from the impurities. And because they were together, then that wine would become sour. It would not become good wine. It could not be used, and it could not be sold. And that is now a picture of the nominal Christendom, because in the life of the nominal Christendom, and in the life of that temporal believer, then there is never that separation. But then there is also a settling on what they have experienced, perhaps a time that there were some convictions and emotions. And then they have taken the name of the mediator, Jesus Christ, upon their lips. And so they continue believing that they are in Israel, but it is declared in the word of God that they are settled on their lees. And then by renewal, I hear a soul that says, I am afraid that I am a Moab. If I deceive not myself, oh, there have been times that I was not so at ease, and that I had to weep tears in church when I went home to my bedroom and during the night watches on account of my sin and on account of that separation. But now what has become so still, then I am a vessel that is sat on the shelf on my bench for such a long time. and it seems no more dealings. And thus perhaps that is my picture. But of course, when it is the Lord's work, and then the Lord shall continue that work. Because when you have a people and you ask them how it is and they have to go back 10 years, then we may put a question mark behind it. Because the Lord shall continue to deal with his people. It is true. Can become so silent, but the Spirit continues to strive. And now the mark of that true Israel is that they are a Moab. But, oh, we have many vessels in the Bible that they have spoken to the Lord. Isaiah 49 verse 14. A Zion has said the Lord has forsaken and the Lord has forgotten me. Psalm 42 verse 5. O my soul, why art thou cast down? And why so disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Thus it is the Spirit's work, each time by renewal, that people does not settle on their lees, but that they may be led further. But now our second point, then you can picture that vessel, and inside that vessel, there is those impurities at the bottom, and the liquid on the top. And then if that vessel is not emptied, then there is no separation. And that is now a picture of Moab as a nominal Christendom, a people that halt upon two opinions, a people that speak, even can speak of great things, but it is a people that you do not become jealous of, and that the bridge to the world has never been taken up. It is true. Oh, that Israel has much trouble with the world, but when the Spirit works in the life of Israel, then there shall come a separation. Boys and girls, maybe you can tell me of one that has come out of Moab and that has become an inhabitant of Israel. Oh, think of that Ruth. She has come out of Moab, but by the grace of God, she has become an Israel. And then when she has come to the border, oh, then an Orpah still had her heart in Moab, still a settling on the lees. Never a separation. And then we see her go, return to her people and to her gods. And then that Nehemiah said, thy sister-in-law's gone back to her people and to her gods. Follow thy sister-in-law. Then it has become evident that her Ruth has become an Israel. Oh, it is true when we speak of Israel, we could speak of Jacob and Israel in the further leadings. But young people, what did that Ruth then say? What was her choice? Oh, is there a people in my midst that have made that choice? Are there among young and old that have made that choice already in her inner chamber? Because when the Lord works, then there shall be that separating work. Then we learn that we are such a great sinner. Oh, then we exclude ourselves. Then we learn that we are a Moab, but then we are given to make that good choice Thy people shall be my people, thy God, my God. Let us first sing. Psalter 41, the stanzas 3-6. The fear of God is undefiled and ever shall endure. The statutes of the Lord are truth and righteousness most pure. And what follows? 41:3-6. threatened Moab compared to a vessel of wine. Moab not afraid, and Moab not purified. But in the life of that true Israel, then the Spirit shall continue to strive, and then the Lord shall not leave such a one at ease, because it is the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the true child of God to make room for that precious Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And many a time the Lord uses chastisements. John Bunyan has said, a Christian man is seldom at ease. When one trouble doth him leave, another one doth him seize. And now our third point, Moab not emptied. Oh, that is a picture of an unconverted sinner, and also a picture of a temporal believer. But now when we read in our text that Moab is not emptied from vessel to vessel, that implies that true Israel, that they shall be emptied from vessel to vessel. And the Lord has said unto Ezekiel in Ezekiel 8, dig deeper, son of man, and thou shalt find greater abomination. And then you can picture, boys and girls, that wine farmer, that he comes in as wine cellar, and that he takes that one vessel, and that he empties that vessel into another vessel. And when that takes place, what shall now take place in that vessel? Then it is true, then that farmer tries to separate the good from the bad, but as he is pouring, then it is mixed up somewhat. And that is now the experience of a child of God. Oh, when the Lord empties them from vessel to vessel, oh, there can be times, and there are those times, that they are settled on their lees, that they are given to rest and to trust on their tears, on their experience, providential leadings and deliverance, answers upon their prayer. Then they are given to rest on their choice. But now the Spirit, then he empties that vessel from vessel to vessel, and then they learn what an iniquity, oh, what is amiss. Oh, then those vessels, they are given to cry unto the Lord, but the Lord continues to empty them from vessel to vessel. And now that emptying of vessel to vessel, that is in the first place in the way of justification, in the second place in the way of sanctification, and in the third way in the way of providence. Oh, then what a work the Spirit has to empty that vessel of everything outside of Christ. And therefore, not only once, but then each time, then that wine farmer comes in his wine cellar, because that wine, that must point to the free and sovereign grace of God. And oh, in the life of a child of God, what a mixing of that covenant of grace and that covenant of works. Oh, there are souls that understand it, because when the Lord works on account of that love for him, then they have a desire to walk in his ways, and then they hope to become holier and holier. Oh, a vessel that the Lord is well pleased with pure wine. And then they hope yet to be saved by free and sovereign grace, and call it grace, but then it is by works. And to that end, the Spirit, then he continues to empty them of everything of self. Oh, then they learn that they are a lost sinner, and that we need to be saved by grace. Oh, what an emptying there is in the way of sanctification. Oh, John Owen has said, and that was a man that was led deeply into the mysteries of salvation, that in the life of a child of God, that they are so inclined to put some of that sanctification toward justification, but also what a striving there is in their own strength. But now it is the work of the Spirit to empty such a vessel from vessel to vessel. Oh, that is a work against the flesh. And then the wine farmer does not ask such a vessel whether they think they need to be emptied further. But then the Spirit deals so wisely that room may become for the precious administration of the meritorial work of Jesus Christ. But also what an emptying is necessary. Oh, in the way of providence. Oh, when the Lord sends prosperity, when the Lord sends blessings. Ah, then they do not realize what an evil within. Then speak of patience, they can speak of submission. But oh, when the Lord empties them, then they learn what an iniquity, what a rebellion, and what a murmuring. And then that people does not place themselves above those travelers, Israel, through the wilderness journey. Thus now, young and old, with the first 3 points, let us then examine ourselves, boys and girls, young and old. Are you now a Moab or an Israel? Then there are 2 kinds of people, the unconverted and God's children that have been wrought upon, that may experience the wonderful things of the Lord. Oh, let me then ask you, are you still at ease, even at ease from your youth? Oh, if that is the case, may it please the Lord by almighty grace to take that false unrest away, and that it may become reality before it becomes reality at the end. Ah, the Lord has a people, and may the Lord grant more of that people. Oh, think of the day of Pentecost, when they were pricked in their heart, and they have heard that they whom they have murdered, that he was risen, that he is the King of the church, and that he shall judge the quick and the dead. When they were pricked in their heart, then their rest was taken away. Oh, that second point, to be settled on our lees, young and old, what are we trusting in? Are we trusting that we are under the truth? So was Israel. And I read in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 5, that with many of them the Lord was not well pleased. But also all for the child of God to examine. But if it is true, then the Lord shall not leave us alone as a vessel, but then each time by renewal, then he shall empty us. Oh, it is against the flesh, but in that way the church may learn what it is to be saved by free and sovereign grace. And now one more point. Then we may examine, that is a very clear point, because for a child of God, oh, what a questions and what a riddles. And to that end, when it is true, then it shall be continual prayer for a new manifestation of his love. Oh, a little token for good Lord, remember me with a favor that thou bearest unto thy people. But now the forethought, then we can examine ourselves once more, whether we are still a Moab or whether we have become a child of God, because our forethought says that Moab not changed. Oh, then it is true. We also read in our text of that captivity That is to be cut off from everything outside of grace, and that we may be delivered, but we shall skip it over. But now our last thought, and then we can surely examine ourselves whether we are still a Moab or whether by the grace of God we have become belong to that blessed people. And then I read of two things. Then we read in our text, therefore, when those first three points, Moab at ease, when that ease has not been taken away, when we have never been purified in beginning, when we have never been emptied, therefore, oh, for Moab, that tells us that he has still remained the same, because we read, it's his taste remaineth in him, and his scent is not changed. Thus that first point, that his taste has remained in him for the things of the world. And how is that now with us, congregation? Has our taste ever changed? Because when the Lord works, that is a renewal of the whole man. What a blessing. When it pleases the Lord, boys and girls, to take early possession of our young hearts, that we never know of another time. It is true. Oh, those vessels can be so troubled because they cannot speak of a change. Blessed those children whom the Lord converts in their youth. But now when the Lord converts us, boys and girls, young people and older ones, then our taste becomes different. We shall not broaden it out too much, but concerning the Lord, then we begin to love the Lord. Concerning his word, oh, how precious it becomes unto us. Then many times we shed tears on that word. Oh, it is true in the beginning. That is a paradox. When the Lord takes that rest away, then what do that people read in that word? The judgments of the Lord for Moab. And still they love that word. Oh, their taste for the Lord's day. Then they are so glad when it is Saturday night, and so happy when there is a weekday service. Then they are given to experience what David, one thing have I desired of the Lord. Thus then their taste is changed, everything that is referenced to the Lord. Thus young and old, what does our heart go out after? Is it only the world, the things thereof? We have our calling. The Lord grants many good things, but what has now become the most important? Has our taste been changed? Have we received those new desires? Ah, the psalmist in Psalm 38, verse 9, Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. odd than that people find their life declared in the Word of God. But not only their taste, also their scent. Because when Moab becomes Israel, that becomes evident. Religion is not only confession. Christ has spoken in the Sermon on the Mount, by the fruits ye shall know them. Thus it shall be seen by our family. Even a minister has said, if your animals do not know about it, then you must question it. Because when the Lord converts, oh, then the animals shall behold that it has become different. That's what an old father has said. We must close, young and old, four marks. One of the two, Moab by nature, or Israel by grace. And then in the following verses we read that Moab, and shall empty his vessels, the way of affliction on a deathbed, shall all fall away, congregation. And then there is one thing needful, and that is to be born again, that the false unrest may be taken away, that we are purified, that we are emptied, and that we receive those holy desires after the living God. A Moab or an Israel. There shall come a day that those vessels, Moab, be destroyed. But now that Israel, where the Spirit is wrought upon, then at the end, O people of God, then the Lord shall come. And then that vessel, oh, in the way of sanctification, that is only perfect at the day of death. And then the Lord shall take vessels, little vessels, older vessels, and then they shall receive a place in the heaven of heavens. And then they shall be given to glorify the Lord for his wonderful works. May we be given to take the message home. Examine ourselves very closely. We are a Moab, oh, my unconverted fellow travelers. Beg the Lord that he may take that false rest away. People of God, may we be emptied in more and more, that Christ may have the preeminence. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, may we indeed be given to take this message home, and that each and every one may examine their heart very closely, whether we are a Moab or we have become an Israel. Lord, watch over us in this week. Help the mothers at home with the children. Remember each at their work. Remember on the way. Remember in school. By renewal we commend the mourning family unto thee. Lord, give a few words to speak, and may it be sanctified. Wilt thou keep us from harm and danger, from sin and temptation? bring us safely to our dwellings. And Lord, in due time, that we may be given to take up the shepherd's staff in the midst of this flock, and that we may mightily be used, that false rest may be taken away and point to that greater Joseph, who is alive and governor over all the land of Egypt. Forgive all the sins also of this evening hour, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 384, and let us only sing 1 and 5. O Lord, my inmost heart and thought, thy searching eye doth see. Wherever I rest, wherever I go, my ways are known to thee. And then we announce, on behalf of the consistory to the congregation, that the Lord willing, we hope to be installed as your teacher and shepherd on July 18. Psalter 384, the stanzas 1 and 5. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.